It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, a membership organization serving and advancing the business interests of our community and building a sustainable community where business thrives. Find more on them at carolinachamber.org. Joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens to help us ring in the new year. Thanks for being with us today, and Happy New Year's Eve. How are you?
Happy New Year, and we're just getting ready to have a nice evening here in Hillsborough, celebrating the new year.
What are some of the cool events happening around town that you know of?
Well, you know, it's always fun to come downtown or West End or various places. I know, the new restaurant, Gatewood House, has opened up. So I know most of the restaurants are having specials. Some of them, of course, may have reservations, so you want to check before going in. You've got other places. Wooden Nickel is going to be celebrating its 15th year anniversary down on West End. Nash Street always throws a party. King Street Bar, Hot Tin Roof. Places are going to have bands and music. Restaurants are going to have food. So come out to Hillsborough, have a good time. We also tell people, make sure you have that designated driver or take your Uber home or be safe out there. You want to make sure that we don't have. Hello.
There we are. We lost you there for a second. Yeah. So again, looking at New Year's Eve in Hillsborough, and of course celebrating the end of the new year, beginning of 2019, and it's been a really eventful year in Hillsborough over the last 12 months. A couple of those places you mentioned: Wooden Nickel, new place; King Street Tavern, new spot opening up this year. What are some of the other cool, exciting, big developments that have happened in town over the last 12 months?
Oh, my goodness, Aaron, it has been a kind of an amazing year when I think about it. And I'll start with, we said places moved, like the Wooden Nickel had their new place. We said goodbye to some places like Mystery Brewing. Mm-hmm. So they're no longer there. We are in the process of saying goodbye to the Antique Mall and the Blacksmith Shop and, other stores that are at Daniel Boone Village. We said, hello again to new places like the Gateway House and King Street Bar. Probably a couple big things at the town level are approvals that we did. One was for the Orange County Jail to move from downtown to the west, northwest side of Hillsborough on Highway 70. And the big one was the purchase of the Colonial Inn. It was purchased by new owners, I believe, in January. They have gone through all their town approvals, so they are ready to rock and roll and start their construction, which I expect to begin shortly after the new year, and they are hoping to open up in 2020. So, sort of changes. And then, Aaron, it was a big year for events in Hillsborough. Usually last Fridays and Sundays in Hillsborough, and we started out with the Martin Luther King Parade and kind of ended up with the tree lighting. Big year for the Hillsborough Historic Half Marathon, for the Handmade Parade, which happens every 2 years. River Park Concert just blew it out of the water. That was just absolutely fantastic. And the Solstice Lantern Walk last week was just amazing. I think like 4,000 people registered for that. They think they have some duplications, but it was just quite a but it did. When the people lined up literally from the bridge there, Weaver Street, to the bridge, and that whole loop was completely full of people with lanterns, just as packed in as much as possible. It was an amazing sight. So it was a really, really fun year. And it was a year that of some things that were just not so fun, particularly storms. How many times that Riverwalk flooded and a couple of hurricanes coming through when we were not able to have Hog Day because of the hurricane. We lost a big tree. We're saying goodbye to the stickwork sculpture. Mm-hmm. But generally, it was kind of a fun year in town. First year for the West End, the Nash Dash Soapbox Derby. So that was kind of fun. And just broke new ground for Fairview Live. So those are some of the fun things in Hillsborough that were going on.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.org for more information on events and happenings happening around town. So looking ahead to 2019, I know we talked a couple of weeks ago about what's coming up in town government, but what else generally is happening for the next 12 months? What are Hillsborough's New Year's resolutions?
Well, you know, I think we're in the process of making those. It's called our budget process, which is getting underway, and we'll be looking at that. So I'm not sure I have the answer for that today. But it, in many ways, it's a continuation, Aaron, of a real focus on taking care of what we've got. Many ways, 2018 was some big movement in our infrastructure projects. Three I'll quickly, you know, mention. One was the West Hillsborough sidewalk access and improvement that's making that connection between Gold Park and the Eno Mountain Trail and the entrance to Calvin Street and all that area around Nash Street, just widening the sidewalks and making that parking lot safer. That's probably one of the more visible infrastructure projects. Moving everyone into the town hall annex and having a meeting room where you didn't have a post in front of you, and getting our changing the big barn into offices, and then opening up the annex and shuffling everybody around. Second project that's, you know, more so staff can do our jobs, but that was a really big deal for Hillsborough. And probably the biggest infrastructure project was the one that people don't see very much, but impacts every single person in town, and that's the expansion of the reservoir. So that is still underway. And I think what we're going to see in 2019 is comes out of two of those things. One is we'll continue to build on infrastructure. We're wrapping up the West Hillsborough project. We desperately need some new facilities for public works and our police and fire station. We'll continue to work on the reservoir. And in addition to that, like I said, the infrastructure, we talked about the storms that we had last year. One of the things that our staff and the board are focusing on is emergency response. We mm-hmm. try to have an after-action review after each of the storms. And, you know, we just said this, we're probably going to have more of the same, and we just need to be ready. And so we're looking at how we can improve each time and make sure that we're prepared and respond better. So that's one of the big things that we'll be working on in 2019.
That's going to be an exciting year as always. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com, not .org, .com for more information on events and happenings in and around town as we get into the next year, 2019, in Hillsborough. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for being with us today. Happy New Year.
Aaron, thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.